The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's time for the Healing Revolution, and it's also Veterans Day, 11-11-11, or 11-11-2011, those that are counting all the way up to thousands. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Good morning, my good friend Don. How's it going out west?
It's cold.
Oh, it is cold in some of the parts of the country.
Winter
even some
is
of the
here.
Deep South has gotten chilly.
Not everybody's lucky enough to go surfing at the beach on Thanksgiving.
Is an annual tradition, yes. I wish everybody could do that. Listen, we got to cover a lot of issues today. It's Healing Revolution, so we're going to have Dr. Frank King on, and I want to talk lung issues, cardiopulmonary, but more lung issues, asthma today. And I'll ask Stephen Huer. I've got him coming back on for an update soon, too. But it's Veterans Day, and I thought, what greater way to thank a veteran, or actually even the active service that will become veterans one day, and we talk about supporting the troops, why not support the one man who will really bring them home?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Could it be? It's a Ron Paul money bomb day.
It's that guy we can't talk about.
Yeah, the guy that CNBC doesn't say it doesn't exist. They win the debate. Bill O'Reilly said, by the way, we got a great interview lined up with somebody named Bill O'Reilly. And we'll hear what this Bill guy has to say about not liking the one guy that would bring the troops home.
Bill O'Reilly, yes.
Thanks for hooking us up, Don. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that took a lot of work, but I managed to track him down.
Yes, and also later on in the program, of course, Liam Sheff and I will riff on all things extraordinarily out of this world and in this world at the same time, discussing things that I don't know what we do when we get together. Sometimes Liam and I just go into places, and it ends up being pretty good, I have to say. People are liking it. They're digging it.
It does. You guys go into uncharted territory almost on a regular basis.
It's awesome. I think we're going to debate the issue of creating reality today. This is going to be interesting. Do you create your own reality? I love that topic. So we'll have some. I mean, it's a revolutionary show. We got to do stuff like that.
Revolution Friday.
Yep, it is. That's why we live up to it. So the Veterans Day money bomb. As I said, support the candidate that would truly bring the troops home. That's how you support the troops. Bring them home. Don't make them fight more undeclared wars for the United Nations, for global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. Please honor them. Bring them home. Let's put the one guy in the White House who actually would do so. Support them today. Support Ron Paul today. I appreciate all of everybody's efforts, even if it's just the spoken word or if you can give a little support. Anyway, give them some love. And that's my starting message here today on the show, Ron.
Well, and I tell you what, when I got up this morning and went to check the total, you know, it was 6 o'clock or so this morning when I first got up, and it was over $100,000 already.
Nice. Well, it's going to climb throughout the day, and wanted to mention that I have a link up at the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, and for those of you getting the daily updates through naturalnewsradio.com, I'm grateful to you. Please to put your email address in there. It's that simple. You'll get your daily updates there, and we'll get some new videos up. I heard yesterday they aired the – remember, I think I told you I had to go to Houston and record a TV segment with Ward Bond a few weeks back.
Right.
And they just aired the segment evidently yesterday, and he was asking me all about silver, and we got to talk about the silver intestinal protocol. I'm telling you, there's not a day that goes by. I mean, I could do a show, Don, honestly, every day here on the Robert Scott. I could talk silver and aloe, and people would not get tired of it.
That is very popular. And you're right, we do. We get emails and voicemails and stuff all the time asking for details on that. And I think, you know, doing a show would be a good idea. Because there's a lot of people out there that are looking for the, you know, the minute details on exactly what the protocol is. I think that'd be a great idea. We should do it.
Well, we've done it though. I mean, I don't want to be getting boring and repetitive too, you know.
No. Well, maybe we ought to record something separately that people would be able to download or something. Maybe they'd be interested in something like that.
All right, twist my arm. We'll do it. You know, I'm even getting calls from doctors, Don. I mean, you know, this is how serious the gastrointestinal disease issue is. Even real learned holistic doctors are frustrated by the slowness with which some of these gastrointestinal diseases are recovering. Now, we're talking about severe medically induced or what we call iatrogenic intestinal diseases, you know, those caused by vaccines, antibiotics, etc. So we're talking about major destruction. Sometimes the destruction is from these AIDS drugs, right? The AZTs of the world and these highly active antiretroviral drugs destroying the gut. And so there's a lot of work to be done. It isn't like normal gastrointestinal problems. It's like on, you know, pharmaceutical steroids, these problems. So putting the aloe and the silver together. In fact, I just got some of this organic frozen unpreserved aloe. I mean, this stuff is bitter. People are not going to like it, but I tell you, the medicine that it is with the silver, I'm actually testing it out right now. I'll let everybody know how it goes. But, you know, like I said, I always try to bring these things to people that I've actually had a personal experience with, unless it's menstrual problems. And then I sort of would because my wife has had those. You know how it is.
Yeah, that would be a difficult one to test out for yourself.
Yeah, but husbands understand that they have some level of expertise in the area. A little.
That's true. And, you know, I just have to say, Robert, that that's one of the things I think that sets you apart from a lot of the other people out there, whether they're on the radio or they're on the TV, that there is nothing that passes through this show, through the filter of the Robert Scott Bell Show, that is not something that you personally 100% can recommend. So when people hear you talking about something, you know this stuff is legit, you know this stuff is real, and you know that it works. Otherwise, it will not go over the air.
Yeah, I love hearing from people that are like, yeah, you know, Robert, I tried it, and it worked. And they're so shocked. I love that because there is so much cynicism and rightfully so. Even, you know, with the thing that Mike Adams covered about that one supplement that was being promoted out there in the world, and he blasted them because it had the heavy metals in it as such. I mean, so there's genuinely a lot of cynicism and skepticism as well. There should be. And I agree. I mean, look, it took me years to even come to the realm of using silver because of what I knew about the heavy metals in the environment and people that were coming to see me. So until I could validate it was what it was, you know, I wasn't going to come out and speak about it. And there are companies that always want you to talk about their stuff. So you're right. It's a very important part of what we do here. And I always appreciate everybody's feedback and experience on that. I mean, we're all unique. But as I've always said this, too, there's nobody out in this audience that doesn't need a good liver. Even Super Don there needs a good liver, right? So we could talk about common themes and how to support those common themes of our body.
Right. Absolutely. That's what we try and do.
Come on, you're not going to argue with me about your liver?
I am not going to dispute the liver. I know better.
I know better. Well, and you know, Stephen Ewer's cool because that One World Way, and we've been talking about this for a while, it's really absolutely sensational what it's doing. And I've asked him to bring a couple of stories with him today to ramp up the healing revolution so people can really understand what this can do for them. And really enjoy it. My family's using it. So, again, another case in point. Nice. Now, what else is in the news? This week, you have been involved a little bit with Jerry Doyle and his, he really annoyed Bill O'Reilly and then went after CNBC when they just took down their debate polls. with Ron Paul winning by a wide margin. So they just disqualified Ron Paul and his audience, his listeners, his followers.
Absolutely. Well, for people that don't know, I do work with Jerry Doyle, and I can't go into a lot of detail, I don't think, but he basically called Bill O'Reilly out on his BS. And rumor has it that Bill O'Reilly personally took issue with what Jerry had to say, and he ruffled a few feathers. But Jerry's just one of those guys that, and both you and I know, you've been on the show a number of times, and mm-hmm. we both know Jerry pretty well, that he calls it like he sees it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty remarkable how much Jerry Doyle and Ron Paul have in common. Now, Jerry hasn't actually come out and actually endorsed Ron Paul, but if I don't know how he could get any closer to doing so.
Yeah, I know. But, I've heard him too. Yeah,
it's been a crazy week as far as Jerry goes, because you know, the people at Fox, all the way up to corporate, have been wringing their hands, wondering what to do about this situation.
Yeah, and anything that roils Bill O'Reilly is a yes. good thing. I'm amazed, and we're going to talk with Bill O'Reilly in the second hour. So you just wait; it's going to be a stunning interview, I bet. And you're going to hear, I guess the character of the man, what's behind it. Many years ago, I actually watched the guy. I don't know what it was that was appealing, and the more I've watched him in the last number of years since then, I was like, gosh, this guy. Blowhard doesn't even begin to describe the words that come out of his mouth, but he does not like to talk to people. He likes to talk at them.
He has a diva personality.
Diva,
and
yes.
I mean, you can go all the way back to when he was on Inside Edition. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't seen that video where he just goes absolutely, you know, crazy about yeah. over an intern screaming and yelling stuff. So, you know, look, the Bill O'Reilly is all about Bill O'Reilly. Hey, it's his show. That's fine. But, you know, it's not that hard to see through the smoke and mirrors to see who the guy really is.
Well, and you make this show sound so good, so good, so good. So I appreciate you here as we kick off the Healing Revolution Friday. Everybody remember robertscottbell.com for all of the great updates. We'll see if we can get that video link up of the TV appearance I did on Ward Bond's show soon. So check it out. There's a video page at robertscottbell.com. That should be up soon, hopefully. And we've got Dr. Frank King coming up. We're going to talk lung issues. If you got any asthma, we're going to deal with that. Also mention that with Stephen Hewer, One World Way. Bill O'Reilly coming up in hour two, as well as Liam Sheff. We got lots of cool stuff to do today. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Don, what are we going to do?
We're going to rock the health world. How's that sound?
All right. Let's do it together. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888 888- 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Carrying on with the Healing Revolution this Friday. Of course, we have Dr. Frank King coming up, but prior to that, we have Stephen Huer back on the program, a good friend with One World Way. Stephen, it's great to have you back on board, especially on this 11-11-11 Veterans Day Money Bomb for Ron Paul.
Yay for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, my hero, the guy that's continuing to hold the torch for all of us to be living in the land of freedom.
Yeah, if we're going to restore it, there's a guy who's been carrying the torch for a long time, and we acknowledge and salute him on this Veterans Day and hope everybody would give a little bit of support to him. And I appreciate, again, you recognize the essential element of health freedom being fundamental to freedom of all kinds.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to eat away at that. I mean, even it's like it's just so basic, but what's good is that more people are waking up to this whole message and realizing that there is only one answer. It's a natural answer, that nature's pharmacy has been there for us all the time, and it's just up to us to learn and remember what our ancestors knew and apply it to our lives so that, you know, we can actually not succumb to disease and not treat symptoms but treat causes, you know?
Well, and you're a firsthand victim of the tyranny, if you will, of the FDA over the years, their attacks on you, not because anybody was harmed, that was the farthest thing from anything that happened, but simply because you were providing and are providing products that are actually helping people to get well, and you're willing to share those stories.
Yeah, those stories are really growing in number on a daily basis with the whey protein, Robert. We have a woman that was an 89-year-old lady that was compromised heavily with heavy metal levels showing in her hair, which was mercury, arsenic, and cadmium, and actually lead, mercury, lead, and arsenic. And she'd been having, for 2 years, she was under the care of her younger son that kept track of this, and he did 5 different hair tests for her over the course of 2 years. Previous to being under the care of her son, she was under the care of other people. She was subjected to taking the drug lithium to control mental problems.
Yes.
And of course, the form that lithium sulfate, being a mineral salt, was toxic and building up in her body. So she had off the chart high levels of lithium in her hair throughout these 2 years of doing repeated 5 different hair mineral tests, as well as these high levels of these heavy metals or toxic levels of these heavy metals. And when she was on the whey protein for only 2.5 months, he redid her hair, and her hair test showed that her lithium levels came down by 50%.
Mm.
And her mercury, lead, and arsenic came down by to almost non-detectable, and her cognitive abilities improved, so she's a little bit more present person. And that's pretty impressive, because I've been saying that it's been my experience of working with different types of detox protocols and looking at, you know, urine challenge tests for toxic heavy metal levels and mm-hmm. hair tests and things over the years. It's been my experience that people are detoxing very effectively on the One World Way, but now I have sort of like clinical proof of it with regards to the hair tests, comparative hair tests, and ours. This woman's metal levels coming down as much as they did, and her quality of life improving.
The heavy metal concerns that we have here have been something I've been discussing almost from the first day I was on the air back in 1999, and ways to enhance those detox pathways and excretion pathways, et cetera. Every week I talk with Dr. Bitar. Our focus is on heavy metals, and we look for simple ways people can do some things, because not everybody has the ability to go after expensive medical mechanisms to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So utilizing nature as our alibi and our opening of these systems is extraordinary. And I, you know, I've been the listeners know I've been under the weather this week, because I've just been pushing myself too hard. And mm-hmm. over this week, part of my recovery was getting some raw milk, and I actually added the One World Whey into raw milk. I don't know if that was something that violated anything, but I did it, and it started throwing that nutrition back in me and ramped up my detox pathways, which I needed to do as well. So it was just an interesting technique I just decided, and helped me in the recovery mechanism.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that any kind of a violation of anything. Actually, that's the way I routinely take my whey with raw milk. And you know that raw milk has got all that life energy in it, so it's a noticeable uplifter.
Yeah. I just added the whey protein in there, and it was terrific. So anyway, it definitely brought me back to life, and I'm accelerating every day here, so I'm glad for that. Do you have any other people writing in or any other clinicals on this? I mean, I think the heavy metal one is so significant.
We have a woman that's Angie Borden. She has diabetes, and she her two children became compromised after vaccinations. Her boy became borderline autistic, and her girl developed celiac disease, which is a disorder of the intestines where they're so irritated that any food introduced into the digestive tract tends to create a constant state of looseness and diarrhea. And so this girl was stunted in her growth, just having intestinal problems. And the son was not developing mentally and not conversational. And she herself was suffering from diabetes. She gets on the whey protein, and in a few months of being on it, for her it was about 9 months, the diabetic neuropathy in her feet, with I guess the tingling and the pain in her feet that prevented her from feeling like she could run around on the grass and play with her kids because of this pain, totally went away. Her blood sugar levels came down to much more normal levels. And her quality of life just improved dramatically. And so she's playing with her kids again, physically running around with them. And then what's also exciting is that her daughter, in 2 months, her celiac disease symptoms totally went away. So her digestive tract began to assimilate food again. Her stunted growth, she took one other product, the growth hormone product, Synergy One, and her girl's stunted growth stopped. She started to grow again. Her hair stopped falling out. So the girl's a happy, healthy, young child again. And the boy... Neat thing about him is that for the first time in his life, he's now able to carry on a conversation with mom like a normal child, and his brain is working so much better. He's become sociable enough to have his first friend, his first friendship with someone. So the way has helped that family immensely. It's just really fun to see these things happen. We've got more case histories than that, but those are just a few to share with people to let them know that this is a unique whey protein powder where people are having like tangible experiences of physically noticing changes in the quality of life that the denatured and heated protein powders I've never seen deliver.
Well, exactly why I utilize it myself and my family, and appreciate so much that you've been able to bring that to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience here at Natural News Radio and beyond. Stephen, now, those of my listeners that are concerned about you and your travails in dealing with the federal government and their strict regulatory confinement, so to speak, are we still able to get all the things we talked about last time? The concern I have is that they're going to say, hey, no more.
Yeah, no, people are still currently able to get the Synergy One product, the growth hormone product, and then they're able to get everything else. We recently set up the website differently so that instead of calling myself Cocoon Nutrition, I now call it Synergistic Nutrition, and the website address is just sgn80.com. It's currently undergoing a little bit of revamping. We had a little bit of challenges the first week of our launch, so we're having some reconstruction stuff being done today, but that URL will work, and we're always available by phone. But yes, people can get products from us, and if anybody wants to help me, I'm still looking for legal counsel that really is reasonable with pricing and is a real hero or advocate of our rights or the people's rights, and is going to stand up for the truth and take a position from their hearts to defend my and everyone else's liberty to choose what we want to put into our body. I am looking for an attorney to do that, and I've yet to find one. So,
well, if anybody knows of someone in that realm that can help out, Stephen Huer is certainly a good man that we stand behind here at the Robert Scott Bell Show in support, and we put that out to the audience. What number can they reach you on, Stephen?
Yeah, you can get a hold of us at the 800 number, which is 888-988-3325. I'll say that one more time. 888-988-3325.
Okay. Real quick, the oneworldway.com still works, even though you have this now, sgn80.com?
Yeah, oneworldway.com should still work. Today, there's a little bit of reconstruction being done on the site, so if you're challenged with accessing the information from that URL, just call us on the 800 number, and we can guide you in any way, shape, or form and send you literature that you might not get access to today because of some website reconstruction.
Okay, and real quick before we go, just a reminder, I'm going to cover with Dr. King next. I plan to cover a lot on asthma. Lung issues. I remember we talked about the need for glutathione in lung tissue just about more than anywhere else in the body.
Thank you for bringing that up. That's a really good point. We have two case histories of people with asthma symptoms going or COPD symptoms going away, and one case of an asthma person having it go away. In other words, the COPD is the kind of the same thing. They've damaged their lungs with being cigarette smokers or whatever, and anytime any type of little particle in the atmosphere comes into their lungs, it penetrates the cells of their lungs and irritates it and creates the histamine release and then restricts breathing, and it's similar to asthma, but one was self-induced. And then when they take this way, they reported that their COPD, inability to breathe properly, has gone away so much so that they're sleeping through the night or for like 6 hours at a time. Or with the asthma guy, he told us that the first day that he took this whey protein, his restricted breathing that he lives with his whole life was completely gone. And that's total evidence that the lungs require very high levels of glutathione to be able to neutralize those irritants that are naturally inhaled from our atmosphere all the time. And having been able to neutralize all those irritants, the lung doesn't need to react with the histamine release. So hence, breathing is restored.
There you go. That's what I wanted to make sure we covered today, because we're going to hit asthma hard next segment with Dr. Frank King on the Healing Revolution. That is Stephen Huer for One World Way. And please call him today at 888-988-3325. Show him some love. We appreciate him here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stephen Huer, continue all your good works, and of course, we'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Robert.
All right, coming right back with more of the Healing Revolution and Dr. Frank King on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind. And yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com. And you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yesterday, I covered briefly a story about another non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug linked to another disease. Oh my gosh, big surprise there. Well, this one happens to be a really dangerous and deadly NSAID, known as acetaminophen. Now, we know it's causing liver failure and liver damage, but this new report linked to asthma, respiratory disorder, of course. In the article, they don't connect the dots between the liver and the lungs, but guess who's back? And who will help us to do just that? In fact, undo asthma. Anybody got respiratory things out there? You'll want to listen now. It's Dr. Frank King back with the Healing Revolution.
Robert, good to connect with you. You're as live and as well as I've ever heard.
Well, you know, I've been through a lot this last week. I was really sapped of my energy because the previous week I went out of town and did the Raw Milk Freedom Riders event, which was sensational. I would not do that. I had to do it. And yet, it, like I said, emotionally, physically exhausting. So this week has been challenging. But, you know, if you're into what we're into, you dedicate your life to it and you'll push and push and push until either your wife knocks you on the head and says, hey, slow down, or your body does.
Now, I'd say you're one of the few people I know that's working harder than the politicians are here in the next year.
Well, if we can do a fraction of the good that we would hope to do, by all means, it's a worthwhile cause because they're messing things up in a big way. And that includes inducing asthma. I'm talking about a lot of people are afraid and fear in asthma's leg. It's not just acetaminophen or Tylenol and lung issues. I mean, literally, people are emotional fears resulting in asthma. And of course, asthma is a very scary condition.
Yes, Robert. I was looking at that report and I saw here's something that medicine really never brought this report to the surface, but yet, and these are extreme studies, you know, McBride in this study cites, 520,000 children in 122 centers in 54 different countries were studied.
That's huge.
And found that, you know, if they took Tylenol as little as once a year.
Isn't that amazing?
To the 6 and 7 year old group, the asthma had jumped by 60%. That's incredible.
Yeah, as little as once a year. When they say, oh, these non-steroidals, no big deal. Literally popping it like candy can end up, you know, you could be dead. And of course, people check in to the emergency room with liver failure from acetaminophen.
Yeah, the blue baby syndromes at that age group by age 5 is where you know children might start the earlier signs of asthma in many cases.
Yes.
And here this is jumping 60%, and you know, you think if medicine is really out to protect us and care for us, or the FDA or the FTC, you would say somebody ought to lose their job. Mm-hmm. That's in control of making sure that we're getting good information, and you think medicine is for that.
Well, let's think about this, Dr. King. I mean, you're putting some really good perspective on this. I think the pediatric profession is a very dangerous profession because they're willing to inject toxic medicaments in the guise of vaccines, much less give these non-steroidals that are unnecessary when we know how to address fever, dangerous fevers with homeopathy, for instance. But look at it could be as little as once a year. They give this FDA-approved drug, and it could increase the asthma up to 60%. Can you imagine if there was an herb or a supplement or a homeopathic medicine on the market that did that? What would the FDA be doing?
Somebody's paying off somebody to see that all these reports. Now, we're not talking one study here, even though that's one huge study. There's multiple studies all ranging between 40 and 60% increase with just as little as once a year use of Tylenol.
I'm telling you, this would be front page news, 2020, ABC, Fox News. They'd be covering the danger of dietary supplement or the danger of a homeopathic remedy. Can you imagine your child could take this once and increase their risk of asthma 60%? I mean, it wouldn't. You'd never hear the end of it. They would issue an immediate recall. They'd try to fine, maybe even imprison the people that are made. I mean, this is the crazy world, upside down world we live in, because the drug actually does this. There's other than this study. Is the FDA doing anything? Is Health Canada doing anything? Is the World Health Organization doing anything? No. We have to rely on the people to hear this message from us so that they make better decisions.
It's so well documented, and to see that it's not being shared, it's a sad thing. I used to be very naive, thinking that medicine was really out to take care of us, that government was out for to help and care for us. Mm-hmm. I've become very much a skeptic. Not only a skeptic,
you have to.
But I'm losing my naivety,
yes,
and being able to see reality and realize that that's not the case. It's all about dollars and cents, mm-hmm, and who knows who. And I don't care what level you're looking at, whether it's in the faiths, mm-hmm, or if it's in the governments or in medicine, it's all there is corruption at all levels.
Very much so. And I think we've all been duped at least some parts of our lives about the benevolence of certain groups, whether they be the cancer industry that are raising money, right? You find out that they're raising money just for big pharma and paying lip service to really helping people and then actively suppressing cures, including cures for asthma. I mean, look, they went after ephedra, something that's been used for thousands of years that would help asthmatics tremendously because some people abused ephedra, were on other medication, I mean, used it wrong. And they don't allow people to use it wrong. And then it turned out the RAND Report study showed, and it was the government's own study, showed maybe five people, if that, actually were harmed by the ephedra, and they were utilizing it wrong anyway, yet they banned it. And we have got to, at a certain point, put our foot down and say, enough of this. The FDA is not protecting the people. In fact, it's doing the opposite. It's protecting the drug industry against the people who rightfully have a grievance. And that's an understatement when your child gets asthma from the drugs approved by the government.
Well spoken, my friend.
So we really need to give some information here, obviously, of those listeners of ours that have children with the asthmatic family of diseases. And I want to really, in the healing revolution today, I think we'll probably get to other things, we always do, but that is the cornerstone of what I definitely want to let loose on today.
Some of the statistics on this asthma, you know, we're not talking a few isolated children here. One-third of children of childhood, here's one, one-third of childhood hospitalizations is due to asthma. And, you know, there's some of the years deaths have been upwards of over 5,000 children, childhood deaths per year with asthma in the United States alone. We're dealing with something that needs attention.
For sure.
And, you know, it's not about, Robert, just suppressing the symptoms,
mm-hmm,
of taking an inhaler, although this is good. But it is also, it's about also getting to looking a little deeper, mm-hmm, and start to get to the causes behind asthma and address those. By the way, do you know that this is something that people, if you have not heard, they are taking Primatene Mist off the market at the end of the year.
That's
this
right.
Year.
Yeah, they're playing up the global warming thing, which is now global cooling, but that's never mind.
Yeah, we're swinging back to the ice age, but so that's a hard one to swallow, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But you're right. If you remove something, it is an over-the-counter drug. And, you know, Dr. King and I are for freedom, so we don't call for the banning of drugs. We just want you to know all of your options so that you can make fully informed decisions about which direction to go. Obviously, asthma, if you're in the middle of an asthmatic attack, there's legitimate need in some cases for these inhalers from modern medicine. I would never take that away, although we also know that there are homeopathic options that may prevent those acute attacks from ever occurring, and I think that's where we need to be.
Yes, and not only prevent them proactively, but also correct them,
yes,
over time, where these remedies in homeopathy are designed to actually correct You know, the FDA compliance policy guy says this is a cure. This is designed to prevent, cure, mitigate, or improve, you know, these symptoms. And so, you know, this is designed. We're here to get to the cause and correct the problem and just not manage these symptoms. We all need to start looking deeper. We're not about trying to manage pain only, to try to manage these symptoms. That's the superficial ways. And, you know, yes, there's times when we have to temporarily manage a life-threatening symptom. Mm-hmm. I understand. That's the way it should be. But then we should look deeper into causes behind this. You know, our studies in practice have shown that our asthma formula actually corrected asthma in 65% of the people we gave it to that had asthma. Then to go further, well, that's pretty good, but still, what about the other 40%? And of those, 20% more improved when we brought the allergy formula in, because it could be the primary cause of this asthma could be allergy.
Yep.
And so we bring the allergy formula in, and now we're up to 65% and 20%. And then for the rest, we use our 911 stress control.
Right. Remember I mentioned the fear or the emotions associated with asthma.
Yes. And stress is a big factor also. And that corrected the remaining 11%, which brought the results up to 96% of the people we saw with asthma. So that's remarkable. And we're not talking, again, about just symptom relief, temporary symptom relief. We were talking about these are things that actually corrected or significantly improved where they might need some follow-up at times. But it is actually correcting the asthma, where very few of those had reoccurring symptoms over, you know, beyond a year.
Yeah. Well, we look to see these kind of results. And, of course, there's no downside. There's no toxicity. There are no side effects in this case. And we're looking also to correct. I want to, you know, reiterate the liver detox pathways. If they're corrupted, many body types will compensate by throwing toxins that are normally excreted by the liver and kidneys out through the lungs into the mucus, and there you end up in a coughing fit or chronic cough, and it can be diagnosed as asthma. So I would also endorse wholeheartedly the use of any of the liver detoxifying or even lymphatic detoxifying formulations from King Bio as another adjunct to really clear up the underlying causes.
That's well said, Robert. You're thinking like a true practitioner.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been doing this for a while, so it's hard to unplug from it.
Man who has a heart of a healer, you are.
Well, you know, sometimes, though, I annoy those who do not invest in real healing. Like, you know, I give props to the doctor that did that overview study on the acetaminophen connection. But at the same time, his training limits him. So he says, well, we should be looking at other non-steroidal drugs. And it's like, no, why not look to natural, safe remedies? And that's where, you know, I'm going to push the envelope and, you know, kind of put people to the fire, their feet to the fire on this issue, because it's enough to keep looking at drugs, and more drugs. That's why we're doing what we're doing, and it really is a healing revolution to bring all of those who have been grown in a Western environment out of the mindset that toxic chemistry can solve our problems, when in fact it's creating them.
Yes, yes. And along with, you know, that, you know, going through, like we have spoke about so many times, Robert, the different detox products, from the air pollution for outdoor air to the indoor air pollution formula to, you know, the heavy metals, you know, and onward we spoke about. These are all a routine we all should be going through on a regular basis. Every few years we should go through a detox list of homeopathics to really get our bodies trained, you know, to eliminate these toxins that accumulate. You know, that we all have. There's nobody that's been immune to these. And really, we're preventing. It's such a wise thing for everybody to do in this toxic world.
Yes. Say, stand by, Dr. King. We're on a break here. Gone a little long, but it's just so fascinating when we get together to do this. We've got another segment here with Dr. Frank King from King Bio. The Healing Revolution rocks on. Remember, kingbio.com. I've got this linked up at robertscottbell.com. And if you'd like to pick up the phone and call today, they're still there. It's Friday. It's 800-543-3245. 800-543-3245. We're going to ramp up the Healing Revolution even higher after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, Dr. King, you know, I told you I was a little under the weather this past week, and, you know, I'm on the mend, feeling better every day, but I think I really spent my adrenals. I mean, I literally burned them out. I just was like, when you hear about the burning the candle at both ends, you're just burning that out. But of course, a lot of things can happen in the body. And we talk about, what do they use? A lot of steroid inhalers for asthma. I mean, We could be seeing adrenal burnout in these kids, believe it or not, with all the drugs and toxins they're having to face nowadays.
Oh, so true. Yeah, it's adrenals get fatigued and they can't produce the steroids you need to keep, you know, things like asthma or inflammation at bay of any kind.
Yeah, and we talk now about the naturally occurring steroids rather than the synthetic liver toxic ones that are highly addictive and have a lot of nasty side effects. You know, modern man always thinks, hey, yeah, that's a steroid. We'll just put it in a lab and we'll chemicalize it. It's the same thing. No one will know the difference. Jeez, your body does know the difference.
Yeah, and a delicate balance is the body when it's working correctly. Is perfectly designed to keep that in balance, and that's what we'll talk about.
Yeah, and of course, we can utilize the natural steroids in homeopathic form as well, so that we have some of that aspect, as well as a great number of the remedies that do reduce inflammation, and I've talked about them over the years here. I don't know if I need to bring up any Latin names. I'm not trying to impress anybody, but sometimes people are interested in learning that as well, but certainly, you know, we talk about that, but what can we do, let's say, to restore the adrenal glands? In fact, I might be, you know, a candidate because I'm coming out of the burning up that I've been dealing with.
Yes, Robert, those adrenal glands are designed to keep our steroids in perfect balance. And so the best way to measure this, and our tests are now showing that 90% of the population has some level of adrenal fatigue going on with the ongoing stresses and we're not only stresses mentally and emotionally, but even physically, as well as chemically, with all we're being exposed to, this is creating a tremendous level of strain on our adrenal glands, where we're not exercising to the level to burn off the responses of the adrenal glands, and that creates a toxicity, and eventually the adrenals fatigue. And so the way to correct this, and here, anybody out there, if you have an automatic blood pressure cuff or someone that takes blood pressures in your home, you need to all you have to do is lay down flat on your back on a couch or a table or something and just relax for 5 minutes. Get a pillow, get nice and cozy where you can rest comfortably. Again, at least 5 minutes flat on your back. Just close your eyes and relax. Then have the blood pressure cuff already on your arm. So when that 5 minutes is up, they basically take your blood pressure. If it's automatic, you just push a button, and you make note of what the top number is. Okay, that's the systolic blood pressure number, or the top number. Let's say it's 120. And then once you know what that is, and you're still laying there relaxed on your back, you press the button again, and you stand up very quickly. Now, if you have a history of getting lightheaded when you stand up, you want to have someone around. So when you stand up very quickly, you press the button again and then stand up very quickly, and it's taking your blood pressure as you stand up straight. And if normally the blood pressure should go up 4, 5, 6, 7 points when you stand up. And because it's the adrenal glands that have chemicals, and there's over 50 chemicals the adrenal glands produce in your body to keep your balance and homeostasis. And when you stand up, there's a chemical released from the adrenal glands that can keep the tone up the vessels so all the blood doesn't go down into your legs.
Right.
And so you stand up and you check it. And if it's staying the same or dropping on the standing up blood pressure, then that's the sign, the classic medical test for hypoadrenia. It has been used for well over 50 years.
Well, it's a simple thing anybody pretty much can do at home if they have a blood pressure cuff. And, they are available in a lot of these medical supply stores and drug stores. So certainly a reasonable thing to test yourself on. And then at that point, what do you do?
Well, the more it drops, the more severe it is. And so I've seen some people drop 10, 20 plus points when they stand up. And now we need to start thinking, we need to start taking care of our adrenal glands. We need to get proactive in our lifestyle. We need to think, what do I need to change to minimize stress in my life? But it's really not, we all have stress. Robert, I know you push it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's how we manage stress. Yeah, so it doesn't become distress. Distress means difficulty handling stress. So there are a lot of things to do, taking the 911 stress control. Taking our mind-body appraisal online, where you can find certain things that can be causing you stress. Like maybe when you take this, you find out, I'm not managing anger properly. Or I'm definitely a procrastinator, and I'm always under the gun pushing late and all these things. Maybe I'm a pessimist or even I'm a perfectionist. This will tell you, and then it'll give you specific remedies to help balance us mentally and emotionally, so we become more balanced. We don't have to live as a perfectionist all our lives. We might have had tendencies towards perfectionism, but we don't have to be a perfectionist all our lives. We can change it with the right remedies, and these remedies work to actually fill in the holes in our wholeness, to correct the mental and emotional imbalances, and to bring us to balance. And as we do, we're actually fixing, Robert, the underlying causes behind our stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to tell people that their problem is stress is like saying your problem is life.
Thanks a lot, man.
So now we can get to the roots of our stress and fix those correct those with the right homeopathic remedies.
Well, Dr. King, I think it's, you know, it's hilarious, but at the same time, it's so practical. I mean, to have a remedy, for instance, for perfectionism. Although, you know, sometimes if you give it to the person you think is a perfectionist, they might not be too pleased to get it, but at the same time, maybe they're a spouse or loved one and they can handle it. But there are just very direct ways to address this. I always love the simplicity of what you have there at King Bio. It's not hidden. It's not veiled. And that's the unique advantage we have in homeopathic in the realm because it's regulated, as we know, as a medicine by the FDA, even though they probably don't like that it is. And it doesn't cause any side effects. It can be very direct. In fact, by law, it has to have an indication for use that is clear and understandable and related to what is found in the authoritative text within homeopathy.
Yes, and by managing our adrenal glands, we can prevent so many things like asthma or any other, you know, inflammation within the body is called the silent killer. It's what creates the cardiovascular diseases. Mm-hmm. It's what creates the diabetes. It's what's creating so many of the chronic degenerative diseases that are plaguing our societies.
For sure, for sure. So besides perfectionism, do you have a couple others that are unique mentions here before we wrap up?
Sure, Robert. There's so many we can find. You know, and the thing is, Robert, when people take this appraisal, it reveals it to people, and they know if they're perfectionistic, they know it, and they'd love to do something about it. It bugs them. But you'll find, you know, remedies for timidity and shyness and things of this nature, for example, and that in a child or anybody creates stress because they are usually worriers, and, you know, there are constantly worrying that drains the adrenal glands, that creates, you know, the adrenal fatigue, that brings on the things like asthma and other inflammatory diseases. Even you can look at any type of autoimmune diseases. These are commonly always related, and you'll find adrenal imbalance associated with them all.
Nice.
We can now address those problems. Not only, what a great thing, not only are we doing for ourselves, but what we're doing for our children by helping fix these things at an early age so that we can see our children overcome those problems and become more successful or more effectual in their lives. And, you know, that's the greatest gift a parent can offer a child.
Yeah, and the empowering aspect of the healing revolution that we get to do every week, every Friday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Frank King is at kingbio.com, 800-543-3245. I've got the links to a lot of the things we're talking about here today up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Hope you avail yourself of that. And if you haven't taken that mind-body appraisal form, I've got the links to that online as well. A lot of tools for the healing revolution, Dr. King. I'm so glad to have you on every week so we can let everybody know about them.
Robert, the honor is truly mine.
Yes, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to
wake up!
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
On yesterday's Robert Scott Bell Show, we covered the debate, a follow-up to the debate that happened a couple of nights ago up in Michigan, the Republican primary. And the follow-up to that was rather interesting. We really didn't mention heavily on this, but prior to that debate, Bill O'Reilly had candidates. Bill O'Reilly? Royley, that's right. Bill O'Reilly had candidates on his show, on his radio show. I don't know if anybody listens to his radio show, but he had all of the presidential candidates, and then he had a straw poll. And interestingly enough, after that event occurred, the straw poll happened, but he warned one particular set of group of people out there. He says, you Ron Paul supporters, don't you vote for your candidate. If you do, sort of like some kind of veiled threat. It's like, well, what's the point of a straw poll? I don't know. Anyway, he puts this out there, reasonable. Okay, guess what happens? Ron Paul, you know, gets 80% of the vote. So when he reports the tally the next day on the air, he says, well, it was first place Romney, second place Gingrich, on down the list. Didn't even mention Ron Paul till the end. And he said, oh, and by the way, we disqualified Ron Paul because his listeners actually had the audacity to vote for him. Okay, I am paraphrasing here. But this is the kind of thing that happens in the old media. Now, Fox News, that's considered faux news by some, is supposedly the conservative right-wing Republican part of the media. But if you think it's only them, guess what? CNBC, who hosted the debate, had the same thing occur. They did a straw poll afterwards to say, hey, who won the debate? Guess what? Ron Paul won by about 80%. So what did they do? They disqualified him the same way Bill O'Reilly did. And they're on the left side of the political equation. So it seems that Ron Paul has struck a nerve that anybody that has an ideology that is basically malleable and bendable to the powers that be, to the controlling families, the controlling media, the controlling corporate conglomerate and interest, we will have to recognize that it happens on the left and the right. Now, what is even better, and I posted this on my website, robertscottbell.com, as well as it went out in the National News Radio email blast, and up on Facebook, my friend in radio, Jerry Doyle, with Talk Radio Network, did a hilarious 7-minute piece on the O'Reilly basic disqualification of Ron Paul from the straw poll. And if you have not seen this, as I said, I have it linked up in yesterday's show notes. You've got to give it a listen. And boy, oh boy, word was from Fox that O'Reilly was not happy at all. But being ever the outreacher, trying to be the peacemaker here that I am on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we put some feelers out. And Super Don was able to access Bill O'Reilly for the Robert Scott Bell Show to see where he stands today. It's been a day or 48 hours since that Jerry Doyle piece. We want to assess the emotional and mental intelligence quotient of this man, Bill O'Reilly, who sees fit to disqualify Ron Paul. In other words, if you vote for him, you don't count. Anyway, we're going to go to Bill O'Reilly. Do we have Bill O'Reilly? Please, come in, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah, hello.
Nice to have you here.
Is this thing on?
Yes, it is, Bill.
I can't read. Is that a teleprompter? What does that say? I can't read that.
We don't have teleprompters.
I can't read that.
That's a book. We don't have teleprompters in studio.
Get this out of my face.
Mr. O'Reilly, I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Oh, great.
I fought for people like you in combat.
You were a combat veteran?
I have seen combat, my friend. Let me tell you, when it's mano a mano out there, let me tell you, I mean, my friends were out there in the deserts of Vietnam. My friends, and I saw when Tom Berenger killed Willem Dafoe with my own eyes. Now, let me explain something to you. That was a hard moment, but I fought for America.
Are you talking about a Hollywood film here, the Platoon movie? I mean, that doesn't...
I don't have to answer that question. I saw
Willem
combat.
Dafoe was not in Vietnam.
Excuse me.
You saw combat. Wait, you were a reporter. How did you see combat?
Excuse me. When I was a teenager fighting for people like you against the Ruskies, the slanty-eyed Ruskies, they came to my town.
You fought against the Russians?
In Colorado. My friend C. Thomas Howell and Patrick Swayze to fight the Russians who paratrooped in
Mr. Bill
to
O'Reilly,
my town
I think,
in Colorado.
I think you're a bit confused here. You're now referencing a movie that's known as Red Dawn. I saw that as a child.
Excuse me, that was not... I don't have to.
The
shut
Russians
up.
Did not
I don't have
come
to,
visit.
I don't want you on my air.
You're
Excuse
on,
me, can
Mr.
we?
Mr. O'Reilly.
We don't need this guy.
You're on my show. I'm interviewing you.
Then get to your questions.
Thank you.
Big shot, macho man.
All right, Bill. Well, Bill, you had disqualified Ron Paul's supporters from voting.
I have seen
combat. Yeah, but I think there's some blowback here you're learning about, something that you argued against with Ron Paul at being a part of the terrorism that we have suffered with
shut
here
up.
In America. So the blowback now seems...
Shut up.
Excuse me?
Keep going. Go ahead.
You said it was okay to interview you. The blowback issue now, you have now received some ridicule from a famous top 10 talk show host in America, Jerry
Doyle.
Yeah,
I don't know anybody like that, so shut up. Now, let me tell you something. I saved this country many times single-handedly. When my friend Frank Sinatra came back from Korea, they had turned him into some sort of zombie communist killing machine.
Are you talking about the Manchurian candidate?
Excuse me. It is you've had your 35 seconds, mister. It is my time to talk. Get him off my air.
Excuse me, you're
Get
on my
Get him off my show.
Mr. O'Reilly, you're on my show. Remember that.
Shut up.
When no teleprompters
shut
here.
Up.
Excuse are you always this rude with your
I
oh,
have
yes.
not brought out the shut up in 6 years of my show. Shut up.
You've never brought out this. Shut up. This is. Are you on? Can I ask? Are you on any meds?
Let me tell you something.
Pharmaceutical drugs.
We weren't here in the studio. I'm a civilized man. But if we were not here in the studio, I would take you out of here. I will get the bear grease, and we will go down to the shed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will not be walking the same for weeks.
All right, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, I will change subjects for you. If we can, I've got to ask you about the budget deficit. Now, it seems to be
Obama, the communist socialist, is clearly trying to bankrupt the country. Hoo-yah!
Yeah, except that he's now entered into an agreement.
You miss George yet? I do.
Except he's now entered into an agreement to build up the military in Australia. The U.S. military is now going to be stationed.
I am not an expert on all matters military, and if we are trying to build the Australian military against the menace of Al-Qaeda, who I killed myself, yes, I was in SEAL Team 6, yes, I signed a non-disclosure agreement, but yes, I took the kill shot.
Excuse me, Mr.
Yes, excuse me, shut up, I took the kill shot. I was there, Osama was watching Golden Girls on TiVo, I took the kill shot, he went down.
Mr. O'Reilly, you are
down.
A classic case of...
what does that say over there? Is that a teleprompter?
We don't have teleprompters on the Robert Scott
Bell
Show.
Who wrote that up there?
All right.
I'll do it live on the air.
All right. What did you think of the stimulus package? Were you for this government stimulus, the bailout of the banks, Mr. O'Reilly?
I think America should get back to doing what America likes to do, which is doing what America does.
Mr. Bill O'Reilly, what America is seemingly liking to do now is vote for Ron Paul. That seems to be a very much of a growing trend. He's won at least 16 straw polls now, I believe.
Well, that depends on how you're counting, my friend.
He narrowly...
That depends on how you're counting and if you're using your toes.
Bill O'Reilly, how do you count?
I count in the American way, from 1 to 100.
What do you have against Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul?
Number one,
he served his country.
He is not a real doctor. Number two.
Excuse me?
Number two.
Yes.
Shut up. Number two.
Mr. Royley, you're being very rude. I invited
I'm
you
not
on
being
to my
rude.
Show.
I'm not being rude. This is the media.
Obnoxious even.
Get in the ring if you can't take it. Get out of the ring. Huh? This is the media. This is what we do. If you don't like it, put your Tinkerbell pants back on and get in the Disney movie. Huh? This is the... Who let this clown on my show?
Excuse me. This is my show. Mr. O'Reilly, another question about Ron Paul, because he was in the military. Rather than what your claims are, he was actually in the military, served
in the
military as a flight surgeon.
When we got back from Vietnam, they spit on us.
You didn't go to Vietnam.
I had to kill an entire Canadian town. I had to kill an entire Canadian town because they made fun of me.
Are you thinking that you're Rambo now?
Shut up.
You have delusions of Sylvester Stallone?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Let's try to stay focused here, Mr. O'Reilly.
I am not on any medications that I am aware of.
That you're aware? I think somebody's slipping something to you. This is an amazing thing. Now, as I said, Ron Paul served in the military. He is a real doctor.
Shut up.
He actually has proposed $1 trillion in budget cuts over the first year.
Wolverines.
What say you, Mr. O'Reilly?
I would like to slash the budget. Number one, we'll start with the teachers and the hippie communist running social services. Number two, senators like Bonnie Frank do not need any more time in the Senate. Number three, I am going to run for senator, and I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to take 48 out of the 50 senators down to the woodshed, and I'm going to get the bear grease, and we are going to do it the old-fashioned Scranton way.
And what?
Mano a mano. I'm talking to you, Pelosi.
Excuse me?
I am talking to you, Pelosi. Take off the wig and the fright face. We are going at it, mano a mano, into the tool shed with the bear grease. This is Bill O'Reilly.
All right, Mr. O'Reilly, against my better judgment, I'm going to ask you one more question.
Shut up.
To wrap up the interview here. I would like to know your perspective on fellow talk show host Jerry Doyle, who called you out on the banning of Ron Paul in the poll.
I cannot read what that says in front of me. Screw it. We're going to do it live. I don't know who Jerry Doyle is. I don't know who this guy is.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, though. When I came back from outer space and we had seen the space child, I had seen things that I had never seen before. And I'm here to tell you, Americans, we have to build a fence to keep out the aliens from outer space. Shut up.
Bill O'Reilly from outer space in a space odyssey from 2001 or beyond. You say hello to Stanley Kubrick on the way out, shall you?
I don't need to take this abuse. I can give this abuse, but I cannot take this abuse from you, my friend. I am getting out of here, and when I am waiting for you in the parking lot with the bear grease, and I am going to build a tool shed, let me tell you something. I am out. I am closing the door. I am going to leave.
Thank you.
If you do not invite me back in to sit down here in this chair to talk to you and ridicule you some more, I am going to leave.
Well, this is really...
Three, two...
Go ahead. Thank
two
you.
And a half.
Out, please.
Two and three quarters.
You're done.
Shut up.
Mr. O'Reilly, thank you for being here.
I will get you.
You know, I can't believe I actually used to watch that guy on Fox all those years. And there are millions of Americans have made this guy like the supposed number one viewed cable network news show or whatever. This guy is amazing. And you can see as evidence or hear as evidence of it, the hot-headed nature of it and his unwillingness to actually talk to you. He talks down. He talks over you. He disqualifies you if he doesn't like you or doesn't agree with you. Is that what America likes, really? Or is that just a small microcosm that's brought out by Roger Ailes and Fox News? These are the things, when we talk old media, we've really got to assess who are we having deliver this news or even these opinions, as he likes to opine, you know, and make sure that if you do, you keep it pithy. But in the meantime, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, please know that you're disqualified before you even enter. And this is what we're up against here for those. And I don't, it's not even whether you like Ron Paul or support Ron Paul or not. More than likely, you would be inclined to if you listen to this show based on the message of health, freedom, and liberty. But this is more about the message of, you know, the general message of liberty, that we could have disagreements. You know, we've talked to people that were from the Tea Party. We've talked to people from Occupy Wall Street. I've had people from the left and the right on the show, and we can find common ground. There's no problem there. But it seems like certain people on certain networks, and as I said, it wasn't just Fox News, it wasn't just O'Reilly, it was CNBC following the debate that basically disqualified, eliminated the poll results because they didn't like what happened. Now, imagine if Romney had won with 60 or 70%. Do you think it would have been invalidated then? No, it's okay. If, you know, the real thing, the real secret that the old media doesn't want you to know is that Ron Paul is wildly more popular than you might even imagine. You'd certainly not know that he's popular at all if it weren't for shows like this or alternative or new media sources that you avail yourselves of. But in the old media, it's all just a bunch of kooks and cranks and far right-wingers, whatever, as opposed to the general American electorate that is now coming to realize that which Ron Paul and people like him that understand Keynesian economics, I mean, well, understand the danger of it and understand the real way to go via the Austrian economic methodologies, the way out of this mess, the way to correct what we're dealing with. That is a revolution. That is a healing revolution on an economic and political realm when you stop listening to these pundits, to these blowhards that literally are bought and basically sold, bought and paid for, and so they cannot say what they want to say. God bless Andrew Napolitano. I don't know how he survives it on Fox News, but I've actually interviewed him, and we're trying to get him on again. But I interviewed him a few years back for his book, A Nation of Sheep. And off the record, I asked him, well, I say off the air, but he's asked this a lot. You know, certainly at the time, this was a number of years ago, is how do you stand being there at Fox News with your views? Because he's very dear friends with Ron Paul and openly endorses him. He says, yeah, well, they tolerate me, you know, for whatever reason. And, you know, he knows he can only go so far. But that's the reality. But here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we can go as far as we need to go for the cause of liberty. Thank you for being here today. Remember to say thanks as well to all of our wonderful supportive sponsors that allow this message of health, freedom, and liberty to get out to you via National News Radio and the other supporting networks around the world 5 days a week, in addition to my Sunday show on Genesis Communications Network. The number here is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the notes up at robertscottbell.com. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to the program here on this Healing Revolution Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is investigative journalist, conspiracy realist, all around wild man on radio. It's Liam Sheff. Welcome back to the show, Liam. It's good to see you back here.
Excuse me.
I don't know if you were able to hear any of that Bill O'Reilly interview. It was kind of, I was all I could do to just say sitting and remain calm.
Passed,
he was rather rude.
We passed each other in the green
room. Was he rude to you in the green room?
He used some German-sounding words. He told me something about building a woodshed, and he talked about bear grease, and he got a weird glint in his eye. I mean, from my point of view, he's a hillbilly. He's just Scranton Hick, but I don't understand mainstream media.
I saw a YouTube of him, and he was actually saying this about, I was in combat. I saw combat. He referenced that again, but
I saw
a YouTube of that where he actually claimed, somebody called him on it. Said, what do you mean you were in combat? You're a reporter. Well, I was in South America. Or, you know, it's like, if you knew what I saw, I was like, what is this guy?
Yeah, and he hung up on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to hang up on me. He asked me to leave my own show.
He's a jerk. I think that you can... I think if you're not schooled in measured debate or discourse, you can take bullying as winning a debate. But after the fourth grade, generally, right? We figure out how to communicate with each other a little differently, hopefully.
Yeah.
Maybe. But apparently Fox News isn't allowing Ron Paul to speak. Apparently, Jerry Doyle, who has his own network show, distributed throughout the land, isn't allowed to point out that Fox News cut the guy off at the knees again.
Well, they were kind of threatening. As of now, they haven't done anything, and maybe they're going to think better of it because all he was doing was revealing exactly what they did. And the next day, we revealed what CNBC had done, the same darn thing.
I guess they just don't like his message. So you have to either say it's the man or his message. The man's nondescript, pleasant, non-threatening, so it must be something he's saying. I wonder what he's saying that's so terrifying to Roger Ailes, Rupert Murdoch, whoever it is that owns NBC and who invests in these things. The people who, NPR is as guilty in every sense too, because they don't really cover him. They buy the front runner rhetoric, and then they spoon feed their liberal illiterati audience this notion.
Well, they still talk in terms of global warming as if it's a fact.
Oy vey.
Yeah.
It's just so troubling. And everything that happens with environmental action is related to carbon dioxide, but not total toxic pollution. So they live in a kind of a mind-warped place themselves. Yeah, it was strange to hear him talk. I don't know. It sounds like he sort of came of age watching movies in the 70s and 80s and must have...
He just adopted the experience for himself, didn't he?
He must have decided that was him.
Yeah, I thought next he was going to talk about the Breakfast Club or something. I mean,
I don't know who he would be. Maybe he's.
He mentioned it wasn't
secretly Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Very, very interesting and telling. But I think that, you know, the importance of bringing him on was to show the bias isn't even the word, but the complete lack of reality that is true reality coming through the old media. Now, we've heard people say, and Liam, sometimes you and I will talk about this and this will get you upset. You create your own reality, right? You heard that say. Now, there are elements of truth to that, and there's elements where it doesn't apply. It's kind of a bizarre thing in that. But if we talk first about the creation of thought forms, this is a common theme between you and me when we talk about this. Are we believing that, for instance, there's no chance that Ron Paul can win? And it's like, well, somebody said, if you don't vote for him, that's true.
Right. Okay. So I have a number of friends, good friends, people I like, who take as a mantra, I create my own reality.
Mm-hmm.
And my trouble with this is that it comes too much from a head-first way of seeing the world. In other words, it's still geocentric. It's still we're the most important creature on the planet. We create reality. What is reality? You get down to this quanta level of of non-particles, right? You say, mm-hmm. So life is energy. We create the energy. This is people putting themselves at the center of the universe. This is my problem with it is philosophical. I don't think that we create reality. I think that we there's a saying that somebody had that the only thing we really control is our attitude. In other words, everything happens mm-hmm. around us and we experience it, we look at it, and in the end, we have our attitude. It's really the only string that we can play.
Think about it in terms of creating reality. You're very profound once you realize that you can change your attitude about events, right? You can say, this event happens, and I can be this attitude, or this. And based on that, you do create your reality. I mean, you literally change what, I don't know if it's what happens, but certainly everything about your world changes.
You
based
alter
on
your
that.
Perception, and maybe other doors become apparent to you. But look, this is pretty philosophical. Energy flows through us. I think.
Hey, listen, it's 11-11-11, so you better be really philosophical.
Numerologists.
Yeah.
Get out your geek magic decoder.
I did point out off the air that it's 11-11-2-0-11, yeah. So it really isn't that special.
Figure that
is
in.
It? I don't.
Your calendar stuff kind of, I go, you know how often the calendar's been changed? I mean, do you really think they're an even number or whatever of days in the month? It's just changed all the time, so I don't really worry about numerology too much. Julius Caesar decided he was so important they needed to have a month named after him. His descendant Augustus or Octavianus had another month named. Important people change the calendar. We've had a calendar for a while, but this is my point about do we make reality? I think that we are, in the terms of Alan Watts or Joseph Campbell, we are expressions, or the Hindus, we are expressions of the infinite being. We are nodes on the living organism called the universe. And as such, we are eyes and ears and noses mm-hmm. for the universe. And we're tactile sensors for the universe. Energy and information comes to us, flows through us. We let it flow out of us. But I think we have a nature. My nature is clearly inquisitive, rather troublemaking, mm-hmm. comedic in some ways, artistic, all these other things. You have a nature. You have your own nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we are servants to that nature. So when people say, I create reality, I think, no, you participate in a much greater...
How about co-create? Can we go with that?
at a level that is important to the individual.
Right.
But, right, the greater reality of the universe unfolding, to me, is the mind of the great...
You have to talk about Brahma, mind power, right?
talk about God, Brahma, Allah, Shiva. You talk about the great...
Well, energy. Yeah, what your point is taken in terms of Bruce Lipton, cellular biologist. He found out if you alter your belief, you will alter your gene expression. Now, you're not altering your neighbor's gene expression necessarily, but as you said, you're bringing it home. It's about what you genuinely have control over. If you're doing it to other people, to me, it's black magic. Much like modern, like Bill O'Reilly, you know, exhibits black magic.
He's
honestly.
A weird dude.
Weird dude, yeah. I think he's a black magician.
O'Reilly.
And
he does get roiled.
Yeah.
That's
he
a
gets
good
roiled
name.
A lot. It's yeah. a good appropriate name. And you have others in Madison Avenue that understand black magic. They have
yes.
the art form is it's so refined that you know you think it's really above board and legitimate. You go back to Goebbels and others. I mean, this is black magic by any other name or definition.
In a non-technical technological society, it would be called magic. Incantations and appealing to people's fears, baser instincts, subterranean or unconscious
manipulating
desires.
Emotions,
sure.
Altering behavior.
Right.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here with those news programs and those news hosts. And it's nothing less than that.
It's also the artificial placement of the placement of an artificial set of concepts to debate. In other words, what Noam Chomsky, you know, to give him due praise where he's earned it, acknowledgement, the media presents a false dichotomy. You're going to argue point A or point B. So Bill O'Reilly or O'Reilly, whoever's doing the talking, or Sean Hamstery comes out and...
He's still upset at Ron Paul because Ron Paul called him and Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levine statists, which they are.
Right.
But oh my God, because he hit them right where they couldn't defend themselves. So he was evidently complaining to Rand Paul about it. And you know, Rand was like,
"Your dad upset me.
Yeah,
I'm going to complain to you on the air."
Yeah, and Rand was like, "We're here to like, can we talk about?" The budget deficit deal that's
not
happening?
You are a great American, but your father is a communist sympathizer.
He called me a statist.
Your dad hurt my feelings.
Exactly.
I can't go on. So the idea that the media takes all of the information, suppresses 98% of it, and gives you 2% to fight about. That's why talk radio is usually so effective at bringing up things that don't matter and getting people to call in. Can you believe the lady down at the DMV gave me a ticket because I wasn't wearing pink? If you think this is wrong, call 1-800, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God. You got a ticket because this is so wrong that you got a ticket because you were not wearing pink. I am going to wear pink all day. Yeah, I mean, this is what talk radio is. It's a bunch of people inciting the worst, lamest responses in you.
And if I ever do that, you can slap me.
Kill me now. No, this is not what we do. We expand the argument. Hey, we're talking about the creation of consciousness. And the answer to all of it is, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I say my prayers to the energies of the universe. I curse them sometimes. I thank them sometimes. I really do feel that this world is, as the Hindus and talk about it, Maya and Samsara. It's a passion play, and we're acting out parts, and our job, like Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, if that's not too esoteric,
nice,
is to play the part that we're supposed to play. And my part has always been that of a rabble rouser and somebody who lifts up the stones, as I did as a child, physically lifting up the stones to see what was underneath them, and holding all the little animals and seeing what they were, and marveling at their subterranean world, because that's where the truth for me was.
Yeah, watched you when you visited Florida for the first time in a long time, and you were like going gaga over the lizards.
Yes.
They were the coolest little creatures.
They remain very
fascinating. Yeah, because you don't see them up north. Not like this.
No, only in the state house.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. But yeah, creating consciousness. Look, we can do this on the Healing Revolution Friday. We can expand it. And of course, it's 11-11-11. We got to be doing this stuff. Would you like a Slurpee? No, not 7-11. 11-11. Anyway, we got some more
11,
things.
11,
is there any
11.
News today? We're going to come back, see if there's any news worth mentioning here as we ramp up the healing revolution. What direction?
Two
I am
doing
not
a radio
certain.
Show found that they had walked through the scary door.
All right. Welcome to the restaurant at the end of the universe. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us, 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Let's see what else is in the news here on the Healing Revolution. Liam Sheff is in the, not audience, no, he's in the studio, and we're glad to have him on board. Always a fascinating discussion. How do we get from Bill O'Reilly to creating consciousness?
Again, we're just, that's just the way we roll.
Okay. Anyway, there's a story out of Atlanta where I grew up for 30 years.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta got a little bit hotter in terms of infectious disease thanks to Occupy. Atlanta. What have they been occupied by in Atlanta? Evidently, tuberculosis. Yeah, the Fulton County Health Department confirmed Wednesday that residents at the homeless shelter where protesters have been occupying have contracted the drug-resistant disease. Now, listen, I don't think it took Occupy Atlanta to do this, quite honestly. I think it's been there, and it's been there for a long time. And I know this for a fact because there were times where I would visit the health department in downtown Atlanta. And I see what was going, because I had doctor friends that worked in the health department. And I'd go in there, and there was so much tuberculosis coming in and out. There were people coming from Africa, from all over the world, coming into Atlanta, and it's just a normal part of the community there. Now, tuberculosis is not, I'm going to say this again, is not a highly infectious disease. You know, people are going to be freaking out. Robert, there you go off the deep end again. You just want to make somebody mad, like a doctor mad. No. Tuberculosis is an end-stage infectious disease within an incredibly immune-compromised, nutrient-deficient, toxin-proficient human being. Abject poverty. TB is a disease of abject poverty in so many of its perspectives. Kind of similar as we've seen with the whole AIDS thing. But of course, in Africa, if you have TB, you have AIDS. There's right. No difference anymore.
That's the same thing.
Right. It's the same thing. So the point is, TB is basically a disease of a lack of nutrients and poor hygiene, sanitation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that they're blaming this on Occupy Wall Street, I think it's ludicrous. Is it possible that you've got homeless people intermingling with Occupy Wall Street? I don't know how you tell the difference between an OWS and a homeless person. Can you? You've been down to some of them. Is there a way to tell the difference?
No comment.
No? Okay. There's no like card that says, OWS, no, I'm not homeless.
Well, I mean, how many days do you have to live in a public park before you you're kind of homeless.
Right. I don't know.
I mean, you press a lot of people together. You limit clean water or access to, hey, you know what? This is what I've always said. You want to understand what AIDS is, shut down the water. Shut down the sanitation. Yep. Well, this is what exactly what the South was like. It was full of tuberculosis and malaria until the swamps were drained, and for better and for worse, I don't want to say for better, but DDT was sprayed, mosquito populations were destroyed. Mostly, the swampland was drained. But also mostly, in fact, mostly sewage systems were built.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, sewage systems were built in throughout the South. There's a book called Water, Racism, and Disease by the put out by the MIT Press a number of years ago, which in a thesis or probably a PhD dissertation points out that all of the diseases that we associate with the Third World occurred in the American South up until the modern era until sewage systems were built. So if you want to figure out what AIDS in Africa is, again, stop your flushing toilet from working, go in the yard, get your water from a rain barrel.
How many of those villages in Africa actually have these huge concrete pipes underground that take safely away that sanitation waste? They don't have
No, they don't. I remember looking at Kampala a number of years ago, and the number's going to elude me, but I don't know, some 60-odd percent of that city was without sewerage. You look at the Kampala sewerage corporation or organization. So you find that the vast majority of people living there pressed together, going to the bathroom in tin shacks that drain and empty into what? The local river upstream from where people are washing and what? Getting drinking water. So you understand that this is a situation in which people are going to have constant bowel illnesses, malaria, tuberculosis, and all of the other illnesses of suppressed immunity.
And I think the important point here is to recognize that these people living in the inner city may be poor. They don't have access, if they did, to adequate nutrition. They don't know what adequate nutrition is in most cases because many of them now have grown up in this Western diet lifestyle, and they grab something that's wrapped in cellophane, and that's they think their nutrients. Well, it's fortified with things I can't read. And this is a disaster, not waiting to happen. It is happening. It's in the rebound, or it's in the recurrence right now, as more people are going to be homeless because of what? What did Ron Paul say in the debate the other night? The housing bubble bursting. They're not even letting it collapse totally so that people can afford to move into the homes. They're talking about bailing out the banks again. We can't let the banks lose all that money. No, we got to throw the people out of their home and get the 1% to buy up all the property, and then we'll make everybody a renter. Well, renting's not bad, but the point is the artificial prices of real estate, artificially high prices of real estate, are basically for the benefit, not for, well, for a while in the boom, it was helping the average person because they were not making money. They were basically borrowing up higher and higher and cashing out equity of their homes, the false bubble. And then they'd go on vacations, they'd buy fancy cars and on and on. Now they're sitting in their houses that are underwater. They may or may not even be paying their mortgages and they're living there. I'm not excusing, irresponsible behavior there, but many were duped, in fact. And the bankers, we come back to the Fed, the fiat money system and all that. And that's why they try to ban Ron Paul from not only O'Reilly, but from CNBC and MSNBC, despite the fact that he's the only guy that was right.
Well, I excuse a lot of people from not paying their mortgages because we live in an artificial economic environment, right? Yeah. Money used to be something. Money used to have a value, and it was fairly stable, or was very stable for a long period of time. So a house that cost $10,000 in 1900, cost $10,000 in 1920, cost $10,000, maybe $20,000 by 1950. Maybe a house that you could have bought for $40,000 in 1950 what does that cost? That house in a certain neighborhood is now $750,000.
Dude, my grandparents, bless their souls, when they lived in Far Rockaway, they lived in a huge house, and I think they bought it, in the early part of the 20th century for $5,000. Now, that's when money was money.
Right.
Right? It still meant that, you could take a dollar, it would be a silver dollar. Right. You had a $20 gold coin, that was $20 gold. But this is something that we've lost sight of, and of course, that's where we had to go to allow for the inflation, which is the constant uptick of the money supply that would increase, of course, the prices of everything and make it untenable for people to buy houses without going into slavery.
Right. The artificial printing of money means that that money is actually borrowed from the future. Therefore, you always have money to pay back. Therefore, the value of the dollar is actually diminished till you pay that back, which you never will. And inflation is there to make sure that you're paying more. So a house that was $40,000 or $5,000 can be $750,000. Now, people get talked into buying it because they need a house. They want a house. They have kids. They're people. We have families. We fall in love. We make good and bad decisions. We have children. That's life. We're not supposed to be slaves to a state to have to pay $750,000 to live in a three-bedroom house in some stupid neighborhood where the school systems are hopefully not the worst in the country. When did we get here? This is outrageous. This is like we really are on the teetering point that the French were on in what, 1780? When was the French Revolution? 89, 80?
Yeah, around the time of the Constitution.
You know, it's going to be like what was that Steinbeck book? The Grapes of Wrath. Remember, mm-hmm. And he wrote about the Hoover Towns. You go watch the movie. It's, yeah. And you can get an idea that the government, people talk about, who is it, Alex Jones. He talks about how crazy it is that, people say he's crazy, but he talks about how they're building sort of massive detention, non-detention FEMA citizen camps. And he actually Jesse Ventura visited one, and yeah. It was like, they couldn't get any straight answers about what it was for. But in this country, we used to have Hoover Towns, and if you had no place to live, and if you had gone bankrupt, you could move into the Hoover Town, and there you would be subject to, odd curfews and searches and seizures and no personal rights and no personal space, and you were on government property, so you were government property, you could be beaten up, and so on and so forth, and down the line. And if you don't think that that's going to happen again, you're crazy. Of course there are going to be Hoover Towns again. And that's, all of these people who can't stay in their houses, the best thing that a state could do is say, we're not going to kick you out of your house. I don't care if you pay us $30 a month. We're going to stabilize society. You stay in your house, you pay us your $30 or $50 or $60 a month. We renegotiate your mortgage. We get the banks, the criminal banks, out of the system, state by state, like Ohio just did with Obamacare or Clinton Care, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. State by state, because you cannot God, I wish I could slap the whole country. You cannot trust the federal government to do this. It is too, you're asking them to let go of the thing that makes their giant evil scheme work, your money.
Yep.
State
exactly.
by state.
Well, and speaking of that, that's why I've been reading the book Whatever Happened to Penny Candy with my son, because how did this happen? It happened because we stopped teaching people about what money really is, honestly. And through the 20th century, as the Fed came into being and then everything else that was inevitably to follow, and the Austrian economists predicted it exactly what would happen, during that time, we just kind of lost connection to that. And so this happened slowly enough of the boil the frog that the American people, each succeeding generation that sent their kid to government schools, I don't care if you say, oh, but my school's different. Be snot, okay? Bull snot.
I thought you were telling me to be snot.
No, don't be snot. I was trying to be polite here. I don't like
horse
hearing
hockey.
The argument, right? Horse hockey. I don't like being the guy that's the bearer of bad news in this regard, but don't tell me your government school is good. It's a government school. It is evil by definition because it teaches you the glory of government, or anything that empowers it, and anything that doesn't is then slowly eradicated from the curricula. And this is how it happened. Yeah, I'm not telling you, they're raising your kid to be an evil. Look, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in these schools. But separation, we talk about separation of church and state. I talk about separation of medicine and state. Let's talk about separation of education and state.
That's excellent. Now, I have some friends who would argue that the government school is actually better in terms of opposing vaccines and getting some education because they have to honor some sort of right or another, and some private schools don't care, and they don't care what the law is in any fashion. If you have a great local school and you have great local teachers, why not disenfranchise from any kind of national association and make it a state school, or make it, better yet, a county school? You know what I'm saying? Relocalize, pull back, say, you know what? I know you want us to teach your textbooks, mm-hmm. you people from Texas, but we're over here in Vermont. We're going to actually teach what we want to teach, and we're going to look at your books. We're not going to close our minds or close our eyes. And in fact, hey, my 25 cents.
Make more classics in school. Make everything a classic story. I mean, you got to look at the old stories.
Well, they've lost some of that. I mean, we got to read some of that, but less and less now.
Less and less. And teach a little Latin. I'm just going to tell you.
I agree.
You want to understand the world, understand the Roman.
I tried to learn Latin in high school. They wouldn't let me take the
class. Sum est sunt. You want to make sure that you understand the Roman Empire, because they are us and we are them, and you can watch us
descend. Which is why they don't want you to be taught real history. And that is what we got to deal with now. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. One more segment to wrap up the healing revolution after this.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if anybody wants to call me up and defend their government school, go ahead. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Just because it's the healing revolution doesn't mean I have to hold back on my perspective or opinion. Separation of education and state, separation of medicine and state, separation of church and state doesn't mean you don't bring your humanity into government should you choose to serve legitimately, genuinely in that place and time. But to state sanction, we have a state sanctioned religion already. It is modern medicine. The Church of Biological Mysticism is the state sanctioned religion. Just try to pull your kid out of it when your kid's diagnosed with cancer. Oh, don't want chemotherapy? Sorry, we're taking your kid. Don't want to vaccinate? That doesn't look good on the child custody issue if you're getting a divorce. We might issue that. You know, this is the kind of game that's played. Modern medicine is the state-sanctioned religion. They have rewritten the history books, as evidenced by Harris Coulter's Divided Legacy series. You don't know the history of medicine in America until you read Divided Legacy, and you have to be Charles Atlas to be able to pick up the volumes. They're so big. And that's what we're talking about, the rewriting of history that happens in the government indoctrination centers.
Oh, me? You want me to talk?
You aren't the one that did it. I'm not pointing and blaming. Oh, it's your fault, Leo. You did it.
I did it. I am responsible for all public schools. I went to public and private schools, and I went to really, really crazy, awful kind of boot camp places, too. I had a very odd childhood and adolescence. For another show. But we were talking about environment and teaching and what you learn when you're growing up. And we're always talking about the dumbing down, right? The dumbing down of America, the dissolution of the American intellect, and so on and so forth. I think Harold Bloom wrote a book, right? The Something of the American Mind. I can't remember. Do you remember that one? Okay. Something Harold Bloom. So, write it in. Write it on my Facebook
page.
Dumbing
down of the American Mind.
No, it was more. He was being more poetical. And,
okay.
In any case, the idea is that we used to be an intellectual nation, now we're not. Well, that's not, of course, true. There were intellectuals, and they got to write in the papers, and the non-intellectuals didn't. So history records the intellectuals, but not the people who didn't read and study all the time. But you can remedy this. The reason that we are inculcated by our environment when we're young, it is a natural, even a passive process. So if you surround yourself, frankly, with Price is Right and Family Feud and God knows what's on TV. I don't know.
Well, do you read to your kids? Do you read with your kids?
Do you read
right?
out loud to your children? And what do you read out loud? It's possible for parents, even who are strapped for time and for energy, to choose something different than they might choose. A lecture series. I mean, learn about the history. We were talking about the history of Europe, the history of the world, the history of Rome. That's a great place to start. It's full of blood and lust and betrayal. It's exciting. Really, the kids can get into it. There are all kinds of characters for them to appeal to their imagination. So you get into the history of Rome, the history of ancient Greece, the battle of Athens versus Sparta, how these two city-states arose in the Peloponnesus and went at each other until they annihilated each other. These are the lessons of history that we do not learn. They will not learn them in school. They will be lied to in school. I'm not a parent. Maybe someday, but I'm not right now. If I'm ever enough of an uncle to anybody that I have that kind of influence, the house will be filled with these great pieces of history and art and books of Michelangelo and the Renaissance artist. That's what I grew up with. Why? Because, yes, I had parents who had achieved piled higher and deeper degrees. Well, they were pretty smart people in some ways.
Well, to your point, what I'm gathering from this is, you know, as I call for the separation of education and state, people would go, well, everybody's going to be dumb. Listen, we've got to invest as families in our families, as communities in our communities locally. As you said, the federal bureaucracy, eliminate the Department of Education. I mean, that's a no-brainer if there ever was one, even though Rick Perry can't remember it. You know, what he's trying to establish. Let me get rid of three, and I can only remember two. Ron, do you got any? I got five. I got five. I'm Ron.
I hate cancer.
Yes, but Rick Perry hates cancer.
I hate it.
Yes, but the point is hopefully well taken that the education happens literally in the home. That's why the homeschooling kids are some of the brightest students around.
Right.
And of course, then when someone would say, well, we can't economically afford to do it. And I understand that too. But we come back to the economics and state. Separation of economics and state. Don't have central economic planning because having the fiat money system again established, it used to be, we go back in time to the early 20th century, most of the half, one parent goes out and works. The other parent is at home, can care for the family, and there was the complete interaction, and there was extended families, that was more normal part of the culture, and then it was lost as suddenly, wait a second, we don't have enough money to get by. Now, mom, you got to go out there and work. Now you destroy the family. You start sending your kids out to be raised by strangers who are being paid by what? Government. Via taxes coming from but now the taxes are due to the fact that they have to mop up the extra Federal Reserve notes. This is part of the history of the FRNs, the ferns as you call them. And this is where it all comes together as economic underpinning that necessitated the destruction of the family in order to save it, right? Well, if we can't afford to have kids unless we're all working, then who's going to raise our kids? Well, we'll just send them to the government schools. And now it's become normal, of course.
Right. So Sotomayor and Thomas and whoever else in the Supreme Court really get to decide by virtue of somebody bringing a lawsuit what's legal to teach in school or not. In other words, it doesn't matter who you are. When did we become communist China? Really take this point. You know, we're supposed to be a nation, e pluribus unum, we're supposed to be a nation of individuals. We're supposed to be separate, but equal. We're supposed to be separate. I'm allowed to have my separate identity as a mixed breed, semi-European American, non-Jewish, Jewish, whatever, intellectual, non-intellectual. We're supposed to have these things. There are people.
Who's a scruffy nerve herder?
You're a scruffy nerve. Anyway, the people across the street are supposed to be. If they come from a family of athletes, let them excel in that, and let them read and do all the things that move them. But let us all reach into the culture and the history and bring that stuff into our home and enrich the neighborhood that we live in through the experience of actually having home be a place where people learn things. What if home was not was a place where you came to kind of throw up at the end of the day because you were so sick from your job, to be sick from the world, but to engage in a process of active learning, like so many of our favorite children's books teach us, the home is a place of imagination. And that's something that I realized talking to a friend of mine who does read to her children, you know, the great books, Peter Pan and all these other the real books, not the Disney versions, the real books.
Liam, it's inspiring to me to talk about this because I think about those, the restoration of the family, et cetera, the restoration of culture. And the economic collapse is basically stimulating that rise because inevitably, if we're to survive, that's where it has to go. So out of cancer, out of illness, out of suffering, good things arise. Now, do we necessarily have to suffer? No, as evidenced by look at all the people who have identified Ron Paul and said, hey, he's right. I'm not homeless, but he's right. Right. But the majority, seemingly, if the old media is right, if Bill O'Reilly is right, we'll look at Ron Paul, say, oh, he's a crank. We don't want to hear from him. Basically, are living in a delusional state of I don't know what you would call it at this point, but they do not want to acknowledge the disintegration of culture at this point. And via this, again, let the government do it. Let the federal government dictate. Let's make everybody the same. No, let's not. Just like when you were at Occupy. Oh, why can't we just all agree? Right. No, we were never designed to do that. It's not human nature. It doesn't mean we have to be warfaring, although human nature tends to be warfaring. It's another thing. But if we can elevate consciousness at least for a time, we can find peace at least for a time. It's better than no time.
Look, if we acknowledge that we're a war-making species, better than pretending that we're not and saying that all wars are actually wars of liberation. They're not. They're just wars. If we acknowledge that war is always terrifying and harmful to somebody, we'd be less likely to wage it. And people, for a long time, had that concept. Mm-hmm. But that is gone. And it is because we have been a brainwashed nation of TV video game slaves. You've got to put that stuff down and pick up the things that have an historical value.
That is a healing revolution, Liam. Wow, what if they threw a war and nobody showed up? That's what I'm talking about here. Listen, sometimes we do physiological health issues and we'll actually talk about remedies, ailments, and occasionally we'll pepper those shows that we don't do a lot of it. We'll throw it in there. But as you can see here, the Robert Scott Bell Show is about much more than just picking apart your hangnail and fixing it. And I hope you enjoy it and appreciate it as much as I do for you being here. Liam, for you being a wonderful guest. Thank you as well to Dr. King. Thank you to Super Producer Don. Another great week. I have survived. I am getting back on my feet. By next week, it'll be Lookout. Robert's all the way back. Who's going to deal with that? I don't know. Also, the Sunday show coming up on GCN. Please check it out as well. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Again, say thanks to all the sponsors whenever you're listening to this 24/7. The only thing I have left to say, Liam, you know what it is. The power to heal
is
yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.